The Vardhan is the symbol of individuality, the sound and the light. It is the music of the spheres, the light of lights. It is the theories and practices of all things. The creator, creation and creatures are only the Vardhan. Some scriptures describe the Vardhan as the word, the ego principle permeating the universes. It is all that and something more as well. All that is, that will be, and that was, is nothing but the Vardhan. All find expression in the Vardhan, the word. All is manifested in the Vardhan and by the Vardhan. All are represented by the Vardhan. It is explicable. It is inexplicable. It is the personification of the Hari. It is the essential whole and the essential part of the Hari speaking and giving life to all life. It is divisible and indivisible, limited and unlimited, thought and no thought, visioned, 26, and unvisioned. These are nothing but the Vardhan. It exists as the very essence in the motor and sensory currents of the physical, and in the mental and thought faculties as the very heart of each, and their existing life. It is the cause of all actions and deeds, and is the effect of all causes. Thus, the Vardhan is the creative principle proceeding by agitation of motion in the polarized throne of the Hari throughout the worlds and universes. It pervades everything, for nothing can exist without the Vardhan. As threads in cloth are woven and interwoven, as the particles of water fabricate the sea, all things in the spiritual worlds and all things in the material worlds are woven and fashioned of the Vardhan. All in existence, whether entire or in parts, is the Vardhan only. Vardhan is the embodiment of all attributes of life, of spiritual enlightenment, of vitality and vibrancy. It is endowed with vibrancy. It is endowed with intelligence as opposed to jet, or materialism, and is the principle which finds expression in the word Chaitanya, which in Sanskrit embraces all things noted here. The Vardhan descends and ascends in vibratory currents, producing life in all forms, producing music inherent and inborn that gives joy to the heart of those who have the power to hear its melody. The middle aspect of Vardhan is light, and its lower aspect is intelligence. It vibrates and reverberates through all worlds. Within the higher worlds it creates the sound, the music of life, within the psychic worlds it creates light, and in the worlds of matter it creates intelligence. All in all, it creates, sustains, and gives freedom to that Gila who is able to hear the music of the Hari, to see the light of the worlds and to know with the intellect. With this comes freedom, the liberation that brings to soul the very essence of happiness. This is the true freedom, the true happiness, and the true knowledge of God. The liberation of soul from its gross body is the freedom which man has sought for centuries, in each reincarnation, millions and millions of times repeated. Ever hoping to find perfection in some path of God, but never succeeding until he reaches and accepts the Mahatma. That perfection within him is recognized by the Mahatma, he is taken under his, 27, protection, as the hen takes the baby chick under its wing to keep the world from crushing it. By his nature, man can only grasp a particle of the totality of the Hari by knowing and experiencing the God state, but can also realize it even more fully by directly linking up with truth in such a way that the knower and the known are one. This is possible because human consciousness is dual. Man has two selves, the human ego, the self of which he is primarily conscious, considered erroneously as his real self, and the non-phenomenal self, the real self, the eternal Atma, the divinity within him. It is possible for man, if he so desires and is prepared to make the necessary effort and sacrifice, to realize and identify himself with the Atmasvarup. In doing this he is identified with, and comes into, the true knowledge of the totality of the Hari. Man must know that when he seeks God, he cannot find it. He must know that he cannot touch God, nor can his mind exceed it. But when he no longer seeks God, then it becomes a recognized part of himself. It is always with him. He will come to know that God is a reality that has always been with him and has never left him. He cannot see it because it is hidden by the external senses that are used to see the world. These senses are not available in the inner world, for they have no use beyond matter. The inner senses are able to see all the outer world and the inner world. It is only by the use of the inner senses that the Gila can find God, never by seeking it with the outer equipment. When man comes to apprehend things as they really are, and not as they seem to be to his limited perception, then he can know God. Not only will he then enter into state of being, but will enter into the immortality of the Atma and be transformed. He will become the Kirti, the enlightened one. This is the second stage of initiation on the path of Vardhan. Reality is one, though religions call it by various names. This is what the sages have said to be one in asserting the interiority of divinity in soul. This inner essence, the spark of divinity which is Avihare, is always hidden, for it exists at a higher level of human life as the potential of God in man. For it to become truth, there must occur the divine birth, the actual realization within soul. It is then that man is raised to the kingdom of God. 28. The language of man cannot truly begin to describe the sacred worlds of God, only the language of the senses can. His speech cannot be that of a spiritual volapük, but is limited, and contained in a space-time continuum. The man who can express his experiences in the realm of God does so by expressions of his deeds and shining countenance, not by words alone. The Vardhan is not contained in space-time measures, for it is out of space and time, and different in kind and degree from the worlds out of which the language of man is fashioned to describe the experiences of the senses. Thus the Margatma can only describe the glories of the Hare in an environment of polarity with a language of opposites, non-personal and personal, supernatural and natural, subjective and objective, without and within. Each is truth within its various spheres, within the different levels of significance and awareness, but none, alone or combined, can express complete truth. The truth found in God is without opposites, while the conflicts of time and space are ever present in the worlds of physical phenomena. The Hare, like freedom, must be won and re-won many times, for freedom is an elusive element within the physical realms. This freedom is the ultimate reality of life, the ultimate result accumulated over the millions of incarnations of soul on the physical plane. Upon meeting with the Margatma or the acolyte, the seeker of God becomes the Kila. The living Vardhan master is the Hare manifested upon earth and designated to gather up all souls that are ready and take them into the heavenly worlds again. He who is willing and voluntarily gives up his life for the sake of the Vardhan is taken up to the glories of God now. He gains freedom within a flash, yet as long as he is in the temple of flesh he will have to win his way back into heaven many times without ceasing, never giving up in the face of hardships and suffering which the Kalmanjan lays upon him while he lives in this world. So he who will lay down his life for Vardhan will gain life everlasting, life eternal. The only way the Kila can attain peace of heart and rid himself of all burdens of karma, is through the Vardhan. By Volapük, a silent one, capable of expression without limits. 29. His own efforts to leave this worldly state of consciousness and travel into the realms of the Hare can a purified vessel, a channel for God, live in this world of matter while at the same time dwelling in the timeless spheres. Understanding is without form and must be used. The Kila must realize this, for he seeks for the most part in the outer worlds, the arena of matter, space and time. The realization that understanding is a human means for gathering and storing impressions and experiences in the physical world, brings soul to the Hare and the old knowledge of the spiritual realm. Only the single-minded actualizes his true potential and understands that understanding is for himself. It is not the same for all souls, but differs with each. There is no way to the Hare except through the Margatma. This is the greatest understanding that soul may reach, but it must be direct knowledge, and not given him by another. So it is found that in soul there is no ultimate knowledge but of itself. This is what is sufficient for soul and gives it immortality. Therefore, any speculation or philosophy about the Hare is useless and meaningless for the human consciousness, because it cannot be seen, heard nor reasoned. The only way the human state can express God, speak of it, or describe it, is in relation to the Kal. The lower element will not allow the essence of God to come through clearly to human minds. God can force its own way, but only in dire cases of necessity will the Hare express itself in this world. This condition endures until the human element is conquered and soul becomes one with one, when the two natures, the human and the divine, are united. This is when the divine overcomes the worldly self and makes itself known in the physical state. Few, if any, can find this state. Fewer still ever solve the problem and attain this higher spiritual state of the supernatural life. The state of God realization, attainment of the higher spiritual state of the supernatural life, is realized only in the personal aspect. This aspect is hinted at in all religions of the world. The idea of the Hari as both impersonal and personal in Vaidankaya is expressed in the distinction noted between the ultimate Godhead, which is attributeless, 30, and the Mahatma, whose characteristics include the Trinity. Those who have earned the titular distinction of Mahatma serve their time in this world as the living Vardhan Master, to gather up souls and return them to their original home, the God realm. For it was there they were created in soul form and sent forth into the lower worlds along the grand circle route to take on the body form, life after life, until they eventually attain the spiritual awareness to recognize the Mahatma. He brings them into this world, and has been with them ever since their first birth into the spheres of time, matter and space. Few ever recognize the Mahatma, until they reach that certain position on their long journey through time and space when the scales fall from their eyes and he is seen in all his light and glory. All earthly religious leaders fail with the majority, because they are not able to explain with precision the way of God. Few, if any, know the way of Vardhan. If they do, fewer still know it in a way to get it across to those who are hungering for the worlds beyond. Whosoever tries to explain the Vardhan without true experiences in the God realm will not succeed. Whosoever shall have the opportunity to give and to teach Vardhan with experiences in God, shall be successful. He who has not been in tune with the Vardhan applies his knowledge to the pursuits of temporary gains and sensuous enjoyment, but the more spiritual realize that body and mind are but the outer and inner garments of soul. The ignorant continually find themselves in touch with Kal at the lower level, while the spiritually enlightened find themselves in touch with the Vardhan at the higher level. Soul is identified with the Vardhan, the essence of God, for soul is that divine part of God which dwells in every man. The vibration of the solar sound unveils the true objective of Kal, but the sounds of Vardhan reveal the divine reality of God within man. It is only with the help of the Mahatma that the Kila can come to such a spiritual level of awareness that he can differentiate between the state of phenomena and the knowledge of the noumenon. Thus the Vardhan is a self-manifesting power independent of living forms. All living forms are composed of it, and all living forms are nothing without it. 31. Vardhan functions in the consciousness, the life states, and the embodiment of forms in cohesive unity because of the ties of love that unite them. This is not the same love as we find existing between human states of consciousness. The latter type involves love and death, for whosoever shall love another in the human state shall find death. Love should not be given in the human state from one to another unless it is done in a disinterested way. This distinct human love always destroys, while the superior spiritual love gives increasing life. The Vardhan forms the consciousness in man and spiritual love lifts and unites soul with God. This is at once an impersonal and universal action, and those who have reached this state are known as the Bhsharan masters. The spiritually blind grope through life in unhappiness, fear and uncertainty. Mentally paralyzed, they seek the false security of dogma, superstition, social approval, national and personal pride, and temporal honor. Living in the limited awareness of the intellect and in the sensuous state of the physical environment, their lives are darkened by a deplorable ignorance of the spiritual self and their inherent divinity. It is the Vardhan that awakens man to full realization of his divine nature. Nothing else is capable of doing this. All those who seek this realization from the varied religions, cults and isms will meet with failure. Only the Vardhan can transform the human state of consciousness into divine self-realization, and gradually lead soul onto the God state. To a man who has achieved self and God realization, all religions, all philosophies, become just so many paths leading to the Vardhan. Through any of them, the seeker of God can reach the divine Vardhan. the immaculate path to the ultimate reality. To the man who has touched the robe of God, there is no distinction of race or belief, no consciousness of nationality, and no religious difference. The Vardhan has cleared away all conflicts and oppositions from his mental processes. Each created form of life, by its own nature, longs for the perfection of the Hari. It yearns for its well-being in the spiritual worlds, not the material worlds. It aspires for the perfection of the Divine One, graciously brought about by its grace. 32. The most perfect object of love is the Hari, for its glory is shown only to those who are able to receive its revelations. It is hidden from those who are entrapped in the snares of their own weaknesses and who, in the hands of Kalnarinjan, remain the docile captive. The Hari manifests itself to the elect in this world in diverse ways, and these elect become the chosen people. Followers of the path of Vardhankala are the chosen ones whom God has selected to return again to the heavenly realm and become his co-workers. They are the fortunate ones, the triumphant who have gained victory over the wiles of Kalnarinjan and who will reach the heavenly worlds again. This beyond lies on the far side of cosmic consciousness, yet it is attainable to all who will make the effort to find it. It is the transcendent, so magnificent in its scope and greatness, in comparison with the material universes, that the ego, the other worlds, and all therein are but pretty things against its immeasurable majestic background. It supports the universal activity of life. It embraces life with vastness, or rejects it from its infinitude. The Vardhan is the path, and to walk it is the enduring and unchanging way. All other ways are changeable and not reliable, for they can lead one only to the upper psychic planes. Vardhan is the non-personal and the personal path which takes the Kila into the heart of God. Whatever is possible for the Kila will be found on the way that is the highest, the Vardhanka way, and no one may trod this path unless he is escorted by the Margatma. The three aspects of the Hari are different from the trinity of Christianity and Hinduism, and also different from the Trikaya of Buddhism, since it covers all things in life. The triple aspects are the three bodies of the Margatma. First, there is the absolute primordial, the eternal Margatma, called the clear voice of God, which dwells in the heart of the ocean of love and mercy. There is no way to compare this with anything in Christianity, Hinduism or Buddhism. Second is the body of glory, the Vardhan, the cosmic spirit, the sound current that which is in all life, giving existence to all things. Third is the body of manifestation, the transformation. 33. The historical Margatma. This is the living Vardhan master in every age, who is the eternal one, the bodily manifestation of the Hari. The eternal Margatma is the bodily manifestation of the historical Margatma and is the aspect in which the Divine One becomes incarnate in human form. The historical Margatma possesses the same qualities as the Divine One in its second aspect, and manifests them as far as they can be manifested within the limitations of human nature within a definite point of history. Man must build upon the Vardhan, never on the Kal. When one is working with the Kal, he becomes paralyzed in his upward climb and is continually working on a destructive basis. Most souls in the lower worlds are living in this sort of void. This is described by the Buddhists as Nirvana, the void that is so highly praised. The main principle of karma is based on the Kal power, on destruction. It is an axiom of Vardhan that whosoever tries to serve humanity will be a failure, but he who is willing and serves God is always a success in life. Few realize that the man who says his great desire is to serve mankind, is speaking from the level of the Kal forces. It is one of Kalnarinjan's greatest traps to make one feel he is serving his fellow man. All those who heal the physical and mental aspects of man, who bring prosperity to man, who seek after peace for mankind, are deceived by the Kal forces into believing that this is God's design and will. He who believes in social reforms for man is doomed to the lower levels of the astral world, for this is but the work of the emotional body, which is the astral body, working under the direction of the Kal forces. When the Kila's spiritual eyes are opened, he begins to see that the vast majority of works listed are labeled as social forces such as poetry, art and music, have been created by the mind and other kal works of the astral plane, not of the true spiritual worlds. The Margatma is the distributor of karma in this world, and what he says is the word of the Hari. All the lords of karma are under his hand and must do as he directs. Hence, Vardhankaya is the spiritual refuge for all souls. All are under the Margatma, although few recognize and, 34, accept him as the spiritual avatar of the age. The spiritual body of the Margatma is always with all people at all times, and cannot be replaced because some religions have a different name for him. He has been the spiritual head of the world since its creation, manifesting physically to different races at different periods of human history as the vehicle for the Hari in the form to which they are most accustomed and by the name familiar to them. If the people are Hindu, he has appeared as Krishna, Buddha, or Vishnu, so they would know him. He is Zeus to the Greeks, Jupiter to the Romans, Osiris, Amun-Re and Aten to the Egyptians, Jehovah to the old Judean, Ishtar to the Babylonians, Varuna to the Aryans, Jesus to the Christians, and Allah to the Mohammedans. He has appeared to all in every age of this world. He is the secret force behind world historical events. None can escape the Hari, and none be higher in this world and other worlds than the Margatma, the Divine One, who is the manifestation in body form of the eternal Margatma. The Margatma will rebuild the temple and gather in the souls who wander in darkness. He places before each soul the two ways, the way of life, and the way of death. The moment comes when no man can resist the summons. Where can man escape death? There is no place he can go except to God, to escape death. He cannot escape death while he is in the physical state, for there is no charm against it. The Vardhan of itself is a whole sovereign state, a condition of spiritual thought bound together by the idealism and love of its own peoples. The universes of the Hari are complete with a hierarchy of highly evolved beings who govern all the worlds according to the laws of their own worlds, and in accord with the will of the Hari. The only difference between the spiritual hierarchy and the structure of the governments of the physical worlds is that the Hari is a monarch in its government of the worlds. He rules singularly and by divine nature. There are no democratic principles found here, and we either live according to the divine laws or become rebels and resist. Then we suffer whatever results by dwelling in the world of matter and being a subject of Kalmanjan, king of the negative force. 35. When man is able to leave his physical state of consciousness and travel in the inner worlds, he comes to that state where he passes the beyond, and suddenly he finds there is no state of consciousness existing in such a place. He is beyond the void of Buddhism, the heaven of the Christians, and the world of nothing of Jainism. He is in the state of pure being, if there is a vocabulary capable of describing it. Language and sound fail him. The whole fabric of mankind is in the prison of society and self. This is a tragic existence controlled by Kalniranjan in life after life. The Kal is the prison warden, and those who attempt to escape are usually independent. They believe in God, are stubborn and rambunctious, yet they, too, enslave themselves ever more securely in the prison of the Kal. Man is both an exile and a prisoner, and his blindness is a darker imprisonment still. The inescapable confinement of soul within this world is due mainly to the religion it follows. The church has become man's illusion and comfort. He parades before all people as righteous and spiritual, but he is likened unto the rotten apple where the peel has a glossy shine but the inner part is filled with worms. The physical infects the body, and the astral infects the body and mind. Both also infect the causal body. But then the physical will infect the body, the astral infect the physical, the causal infect the astral and body, and the mind will infect all. In the relationship that men have with one another, it is found that the astral and the mental have the greatest vitiative effect upon others. Those who stir up the astral waves and create disturbances among the human races suffer terribly without knowing what they did or how they did it. This is the danger of the psychic worker in this world. Be aware and do not have anything to do with them, for your ignorance will not be acknowledged nor be a reason for mercy when you face the judge of the dead. Your record here is what it is, and your next assignment, unless you are under the protection of the Margatma, will bring about more lives and further hardships, as one who violated the laws of the Hari. 36. The mind infected by the Kal acts as a channel for the negative agent and infects other minds. The Kal elements which pour through the mind into the minds of the other persons become a poison which spreads from the youth to the elderly. No one living in the human consciousness is ever free from this unless he is under the protection of the Margatma. Age believes that it is triumphant because it has wisdom, but this is because the Kal wants the elderly to believe this, and the youth live in the rebellion of blindness because Kal has set its course this way. None are free unless they follow the path of Vardhan. Religion will not save them, but will enslave all who follow it. Philosophy will furnish only a balm and salve for those who want to follow this never successful path. The Margatma is the messenger of the Absolute. There are none before him and there will be none after him. All those who come to him in the present age have been with him since their advent into the world. He has developed them to this state of spiritual development so that by now they have reached the level wherein their recognition of him is apparent. He is able to accept each Kila for what he is, and then put his feet on the path to reach the state of God realization within this lifetime. Not all Chelas under the Margatma will necessarily reach the state of either self-realization or God-realization within this lifetime. Should the Margatma leave this life in his physical form before he has completed his duty with them, he will reappear again here on earth in another body to finish his task. He comes again and again in every age to take up the task of salvation with every soul that reaches out or has reached out to him in some life. His duties with each soul never ceases. He is to take each back into heaven to become the co-worker with God. He has never left any soul who has made contact with him, sometime, somewhere in the past, or in this life. Once soul has made the slightest degree of contact with the Margatma, there is never any parting between them. He becomes as close to his loved ones as their own heartbeat, as their own breathing. The body of the Margatma is the Vardhan. This is the essence of God which flows out from the ocean of love and mercy, 37, sustaining all life and tying together all life forms. This is the consciousness of God, the very fluid that man lives upon. It is the highest form of God energy, and the greatest level of consciousness. The body form is merely the vehicle through which the Vardhan flows to uplift all life which comes in touch with the world. Without the body of the Margatma within the universes, things would wither away and die. The Margatma liberates soul from the grasp of the Kal forces. He is the good that dwells in the heart of every mortal creature. He is the beginning, the lifespan and the end of all mortal creatures. He is the radiant sun, the wind, the stars of the night and the moon. He is the king of heaven, of the sense organs, of the mind, of the consciousness of living. He is the spirit of fire, the spirit of the mountains, leader of all priests, the ocean's spirit, the great seer, the sacred syllable Vardhan, the tree, the ant, the thunder in the heavens, and the god of fishes and sharks. He is time and the eagle, the lion and bear, the rivers of the world, the sustainer, the newborn babe, and the old man preparing to die. In all things is his face, and in all life is he the divine seed. In this world, nothing animate or inanimate exists without him. This is the Lord Hare in action, and one atom of its body sustains the worlds upon worlds. Not only is he the king of this world, but in all worlds, all planets, all planes. Out of the shattering of man's image comes the death of his God, and with this comes the splendid vision of the worlds within worlds, bringing enlargement and release from this plane of flesh. No longer does the universe seem cold, impersonal and menacing, but aflame with the love of the Hare. This vision is never superimposed upon another but rises out of the very texture of the cosmos. Man in his human state then begins to see it, only insofar as he has shattered the images of his past concepts of the Hare. The feeble denizen of this world feels as if he cannot trust himself to the ebb and flow of this immense spiritual universe. He needs to turn all his inner affairs over to the Margatma until he can, on his own, be responsible for himself. He must know that despite appearances and the apparent evil flowing around him, he and everything else in it are safe. 38. Freedom is impossible for one who does not recognize that the flow and ebb that pass through the Margatma to the world are guaranteeing him a safe journey through the lower worlds. The state of spiritual knowing, what we name faith, is impossible if faith seems to conflict with reason and possibility. One cannot believe without tolerance, and never can he believe in what he thinks impossible or unreasonable.